Shvi of Shmos is a really important aliyah in terms of the most essential quality in any Jewish leader. The pasuk at the beginning of the aliyah says V'achar bo Moshe v'Aaron, and Rashi notes Zekenim heichan halchu menishma to echad echad. They weren't really willing to put their necks on the line for the Jewish people, and that is to be contrasted later in the aliyah Vayuku shotrei v'nei Yisrael with the shotrim who were responsible for supervising the Jewish labor, and ultimately they would have to bring the matkones halavenim, the quota of the bricks, and vehanoksim, the Egyptian taskmasters, atzim lemor kaluma sechem dvar yom biyomo kasher biyos ha-teven, and it was obviously impossible when Paro took away the teven, and they were beaten. And Rashi says, based on Chazal, that they became the Sanhedrin. They replaced the Zakenim. The Zakenim could not be nichnas in the mechitza of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because they hadn't been loyal stewards of Klal Yisrael, but the Shotrim, the ones who were out there in the fields, and the ones who had the most to lose, and putting their bodies on the line every single day when they would show up with less than the quota, obviously. So they were the ones who became the leaders of Klal Yisrael. You know, this is part of a Shibud, is our enemies try to divide us amongst ourselves, right? This is part of the Nazi strategy with the Kapos. And some were and some weren't in terms of, you know, willing to Vayuku Shotrei V'nei Yisrael. There were those who unfortunately betrayed under enormous pressure. Al Tadin is Chaver Chacha Degim and Komo. There are others that stood fast and they were willing to suffer and to sacrifice on behalf of Klal Yisrael in the tradition of the Shotrei V'nei Yisrael. Now it's interesting, the Ramban here quotes a Medrash from Shmos Rabbah that Moshe Rabbeinu had something to learn in this regard as well. We know that Moshe is Hitil Dvarim Klapei Mal at the end of the Liyah. Lamazah Shalachtani, Me'az Basi El Paro, Daber Bishmecha, Hira Lamazah, Ve'atzelo, Isalta Esamecha. The Kaddish Baruch Hu tells Moshe, Atzeh Tira Asher Asel Faro, you're going to see what I do to Paro, but not Lamed Aleph Melachim. Right, there's a little bit of Miktane Hamuna here. Don't you understand that things are a process? The Medrash Shmos Rabbah, the Ramban quotes, says Moshe retreated to Midian for 6 months after the Gzeira came down from Paro. Lo sosifu naseis teven la'am, lobon halevinim ketzmol tulshom, heim yolchu v'koshishu lahem teven. This Moshe Rabbeinu didn't understand that sometimes things don't happen right away. He was expecting things to move much more quickly. And he retreats. I mean, he's not willing to be around this very difficult time. Maybe he has guilt, maybe he has shame. But of course, Moshe Rabbeinu grew into this midah of Mesiras Nefesh. He's Vayuku Shotrei B'nai Yisrael. They're willing to be beaten. But Moshe Rabbeinu was willing to sacrifice everything by the Egel Azav. V'imayin Mechenina Misifra Chasher Kasat. And Moshe Rabbeinu learns that the most important midah, the most important virtue in any Jewish leader is a willingness to be Moser Nefesh on behalf, whether he was one of the Sarei Alafim, Sarei Meos, Sarei Chamishim, Sarei Asaros. You have to be willing to be the Moser Nefesh on behalf of the people that you're leading. And the definition of leadership isn't perks and privileges. The definition is to be, Rishon Lahakav, Ayukush, Shotrei, V'nei Yisrael, Umisham Zachu, Leos, HaSanhedrin.